This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado business leaders are increasingly pessimistic about the economy. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on a survey from CU's Lead School of Business.
Executives who responded to the survey pointed to inflation, rising interest rates, and a potential recession as cause for concern. CU senior economist Richard Wobekind says the downbeat mood is getting worse as the year progresses. Even though the job market seems mostly stable and inflation is starting to go down,
we continue to have very muted expectations for the economy from our business survey responses.
Wobekind says about 40% anticipate a recession starting this year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Underground data gathered from 100 feet in the air will become part of a water study in eastern El Paso County. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The aerial information gathered using a specially equipped helicopter is combined with existing well data to chart geology and water resources below the ground. Dave Doran leads an area water district that commissioned the study. He says it'll help the region's rapid shift from agricultural to suburban uses.
Our concerns have been that we know that there aren't enough water resources for the projected growth and even the growth that we're seeing right now.
Doran says they'll use the $400,000 study to work with metropolitan districts and developers to find ways to sustainably use and recharge the district's water aquifer. They expect the report later this year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado will once again be part of Super Tuesday. Governor Jared Polis and other leaders say Colorado's presidential primaries will take place March 5th, 2024. That means Colorado voters can expect lots of campaign mail and advertising from the more than a dozen candidates so far who have entered the presidential race. It's 7:06.